Hi, everyone. Welcome to my first episode of my podcast. Maybe should I back up from... I feel like I'm really loud. Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm new to this whole podcast thing. I am kind of scared, kind of nervous, but I'm also very excited because I don't really know what to expect. So yeah, we're gonna go with it. So I just kind of want to like tell you a little bit about myself and about the podcast and what I want it to look like and everything like that. So I'm Sarah. I am a flight attendant, but I'm currently not working because of coronavirus. I have been just like on a temporary leave, but I will go back to work soon. I work out of Philadelphia, so I have to fly up there to do all my trips and everything like that. Yeah, that's really fun. I just graduated college, like probably almost a year, not a year and a half. Yeah, almost a year and a half ago. So I've been out of college, just kind of, I've been doing post-grad life for that long, and it's kind of scary. Being a real adult, I don't know if I like it. I don't think I do. I don't think I do. But we're rolling with it. We're going. Positive vibes. Let's see. Okay, so just graduated college a year and a half ago. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, this is probably going to be like super scatterbrained. I've never done one of these before, obviously. And I am just trying to get my thoughts together. I apologize for that, but hopefully like we'll improve as we go on with the podcast journey. That's what I'm calling it. I'm calling it my podcast journey. Anyway, so just a little bit about me. So I told you that I work in Philadelphia, but I live in Texas. I didn't mention that yet. I live in Texas with my girlfriend, Kelsey, and our dog Milo. So if you hear a little puppy running around, he's not a puppy actually, he's like a full-blown dog, but he's a black lab and he is so precious. His name is Milo. I don't know if I already said that, but that's what you hear if you hear a dog walking around or anything like that. Excuse me. Yeah, so we live in Texas together. We moved here almost a year ago, like probably 11 months ago. Yeah, about 11 months ago, we moved here and we have been loving it. We're in the Dallas area. We've been loving it like so much. But it was kind of hard at first, like, because when I was flight attendant at first, because flight attendant is like you really have to be gone for 5 days out of the week. And that's really tough on a relationship, especially if you have never done long distance before, like it's tough. So, but we're working through it and we've actually grown a lot. We have improved a lot with our communication and everything like that. Kelsey and I have. So yeah, there's some good things that have come out of it too. But yeah, so we're enjoying life in Texas and me partly in Philadelphia. Just a few things about me. I really enjoy, let's see, what are some things that I enjoy? I enjoy Netflix. I enjoy social media a lot, probably way more than I need to. I enjoy Bath & Body Works candles. I enjoy Dr. Pepper. I enjoy, vibes. No, I'm joking. I enjoy vibes, but like, that's not me. That's not me at all. That's more like my girlfriend. She's more of a vibes person. Yeah, my love language is quality time and physical touch. I'm like tied. And my Enneagram number, oh my God, I'm so into that. My Enneagram number is number 3. It's the achiever. So like, I'm always wanting to build my success, build the success of others. And like, I'm cheering people on too. I'm very like, very organized, very driven, very superficial. That's probably why I like social media so much, but, superficial, not necessarily in a bad way, but just like, I really care about my appearances and how I come off to people. So I'm not like two-faced. Like, I don't think, if some of you thought that, I don't think that's fair for you to think that, but I think that like, it means I just want everybody to see like a polished version of me and like in the privacy of like my own home and very, very, very important relationships will I be vulnerable and just open. So that's just kind of, I'm having a revelation right now currently. See, I process things through talking about them, talking out loud. That's like a reason why I just like, I'm so excited about this podcast, because I don't know, like, it's just something about saying it out loud and having to form sentences about how I'm feeling. It really just like clarifies things for me, honestly. So going back, I'm an Enneagram 3. My girlfriend is, well, like, she took the test and I don't think she was taking it seriously, to be honest. She came out with a number 8, but I don't see that in her at all. So I like went looking and I think she's a number 4. She's creative, but because they're known for like being very creative and empathetic and compassionate. She's creative, but like not in the way that you would think a number 4 is. So yeah, but she's super compassionate and empathetic, as you would think a number 4 is. So there's that. But I love talking about my Enneagram, and I love anything on Instagram that has to do with Enneagram. I will share it at any given moment. So there's that. As far as anything else in my life, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm a fairly complicated person, and as I was having that revelation, like, I need to get back. Well, I mean, like, I want to be, okay, scratch that. I am complicated, yes, but, like, I just want to get back to something of, like, let's talk about everything under the sun. I'm not usually like that in real life. I'm normally just kind of like, I want to have short, fun conversations, mostly because I feel like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like a lot of pressure to get deep with somebody when I'm with them physically, because I feel like I am just like not being my true self. I don't know. It's weird, because normally like whenever you are getting deep, that's when you're being your true self. But I just feel like I'm not being my true self whenever I'm asked to get deep with somebody. So I kind of want to get away from that, and I want to just get deep and be raw and talk about everything. And just, let's just lay it all out there, you know? So yeah, as far as this podcast goes, the reason why I wanted to make this podcast is like, oh my gosh, there's so many reasons, because as I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm having these revelations about why I need to do this podcast, like why it would be good for me personally, but like, also, like, how it could be good for other people, too. I don't know. Maybe it won't be, but we'll see. So, let me just say, first and foremost, like, I used to make fun of people who created a podcast. Like, seriously, I used to, you know, whenever everybody was making podcasts right and left, like, a year ago, whatever, I used to make fun of people. Like, why is everybody jumping on the bandwagon to make a podcast to talk about nothing? You know, that's kind of how I thought about it. But recently, well, not really recently anymore, when I first graduated college, I got this job where I was like in outside sales, and I had to drive like up to 2.5-3 hours to go work in like a smaller city outside the DFW area. So I would have a lot of time in the car by myself, and music started getting really, really old. So I started listening to podcasts. Shameless plug, not my plug, but I listened to all of the Crime Junkie episodes and the Girls Gotta Eat episodes, those podcasts. Like, I love those two podcasts. I love those women who do that. I think they are all very strong and inspiring women. So after you're done with this episode, go listen to them if you haven't already. Anyway, so yeah, I would listen to a lot of episodes or podcasts, and I just like really got into it. So, but however, I never really like had the idea of, I need to start my own podcast. Like, I'm like, what am I going to talk about, honestly, until today? This morning I didn't wake up thinking I was going to make a podcast, you know, but I was watching YouTube earlier and I saw this video where it was like how to start a podcast. I don't remember like who it was or whatever, but I was just kind of watching it and I was like, oh, that's cool. And it just got me thinking. I was like, you know what? Maybe I should do this. It could be a way for me to like, as I said earlier, I'm realizing this, a way for me to kind of process things and just talk things out. I really find comfort in talking about things like out loud. It really helps me to kind of like, it helps. I don't know. It just helps get my brain right. So like, I'm thinking, you know what, like I should do this. So I an hour ago sat down and was like, I think I'm going to research how to do it more, how to make a podcast. So I'm going to research some more. So I did. And here I am. And I'm like super excited about it because this is, I feel like, is a cool way for me to be creative and really just like, I don't know, get some flip things on its head and not leave a stone untouched. Why am I speaking in these little sayings? I don't know, but like, that's just kind of how I feel about it. Like, I want to talk about anything and everything. I want to talk about the hard topics, the stuff you don't want to talk about. I want to talk about, you know, because I am a lesbian who is also a Christian. Like, I'm, you know, white and a female. Like, I don't know. I just want to talk about what is hard in our lives, in society, and like, I don't know. I just want to get those ideas out there, and let's stop avoiding those hard conversations. Like, I need to stop saying like, but that's just kind of, that's where I am about all of this. And I feel very strongly about that. I always have, even in college, like, that's the whole reason I have a degree in gender studies, because I took one class and I really, really loved it. And I said, I want to do everything in my power to learn as much as I can about, you know, gender studies, which gender studies, it wasn't specifically about male and female, women and men, and everything in between. It wasn't about that. It was not always. It was also about, you know, things that interact with that. You know, how you are transsectional. That's a really hard word for me to say. But basically, it's like how you can have all these different characteristics and it makes you a unique person. And then what you deal with in your life in society because of that. So for me, I am a white Christian female lesbian. Those are four things that you know, have different privileges, have different hardships, prejudices, like, and then me, like, that is me. You know, it's just, it's, that's what everybody has, because you can have a Black female lesbian or Black man who is gay. Like, you can just have all these different things. And I think it's really cool to kind of uncover and rip the Band-Aid off of why things are the way they are and what can we do about them, you know, or not even what can we do about them, because that's also, that's loaded and that's very hard. Sorry if that was really loud in your ear. But that's really hard to say, like, this is how you fix discrimination against gay people. Love everyone. Okay, yeah, but, like, that's hard to do. And it takes a lot of steps and stuff like that. But I really just want to get to the bottom, the core of issues that people experience. You know, I want to almost make people uncomfortable. You know, I want to make people uncomfortable in hearing that I'm a lesbian and I'm a Christian. Like, how can those two intersect? Oh my gosh, it's intersectional. I told you the wrong word. I'm so sorry. I don't even know. Transsectional, sectional. I don't even know if that's a real word. I'm so sorry. It is intersectional. And it's how... Oh my gosh, I suck. Okay, sorry, bear with me. It's my first episode. Okay, so intersectional is the characteristics, what makes you who you are and how they interact with each other, how they come together to make you you. That is a way better picture, you know, like, that just describes it so much better and it's actually accurate. But yeah, like, I just want to keep things, I don't know, I kind of want to put you to the test, you know, and get you thinking and stuff like that. Also, though, I don't want it to be so heavy every episode. That's kind of exhausting, and you can't, like, it's a lot to take in when you are listening to such deep, heavy stuff for, you know, like, a regular podcast episode is normally an hour long. If you're listening to, like, two episodes, oh my gosh, it's 2 hours of just, like, heavy talk. I know some people like that. I enjoy it for the most part, but you need a break. So I do kind of want to break it up with, like, fun stuff. I definitely want it to be, you know, like, let's laugh. I love laughing. If you can make me laugh, honestly, I'll be your best friend. Like, I love laughing, and I don't want it to be so just heavy, because topics like that, like, you know, gay rights, racism, sexism, ageism, throw that one in there. Those are all can be very, I lost my train of thought. They can just be heavy, you know, I lost my train of thought. So I don't know, but they're a lot to take in, and yeah, I want it to be kind of light too. And we'll kind of make it fun and we'll laugh and stuff like that. But yeah, so I feel like I was just on my soapbox. That's kind of like what I want to see for this podcast. Who knows? I may take it. It may not, like, be good for me and my mental health, honestly, personally, like, to think about that kind of stuff and talk about that stuff every day or weekly, whatever. Like, you know, we may switch it up a little bit or something like that. So we'll just see. But that's really, like, I really do want to get to, I want to talk about the issues, the stuff you don't talk about at Thanksgiving. Did I just come up with my new name? The stuff you don't talk about at Thanksgiving. Is that too long? I think it is. I think it's probably too long. But anyways, so yeah, that's it. And I'm really excited for this now, because I have a lot of time and I'm not working. So, and I have a lot to say. I have a lot to get out. I have a lot to talk about, which I don't normally talk about. Anyways, so yeah, I thank you for listening to all of this. If you're still here right now, thank you for listening to everything that just came out of my mouth. I really appreciate y'all for being here, listening to this first episode, and for listening. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That's me, though. I guess I should just, like, I need to, like, I have a glass of wine right here with me, and maybe I should drink one before I record. Might make me burp a little bit, but, like, I feel like it gets me loose. So, yeah, I don't know. I keep looking out my patio door. It's just tripping me out right now. Yeah, so anyways, thank you for listening so far, for listening to this episode and kind of like what I plan for my podcast. Definitely subscribe. Yeah, and we'll see where it goes from here. We'll see. Because after all of this, after these 21, almost 22 minutes of talking, I am really excited and I'm really happy that I'm doing this. I'm really happy that I'm doing this. Alrighty, you guys, I'm gonna go and stop rambling. Okay, well, thanks for listening and I'll see you again next week. Bye.